This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's this, work?
All right.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Doug.
How are you?
All right.
It's always one of my favorite shows is coming back from the holidays, where if anybody's listened to this show for a period of time, we're not really supposed to advertise, hey, Gator and I aren't going to do any shows together for a month. Although we did like two or three, as it turned out.
Yeah, which is a rarity.
Which is more than usual, because there's a period of time where right at the end of the year, they prefer that we take vacation as opposed to like in the middle of
football
season, or, you know, I mean, it's like the summer and the holiday. So we go through this stretch where we have to use up our vacation days. And so we'll go through an entire month where there's sometimes we don't even see each other for a month. But also Kang is here. I don't know the last, I mean, maybe we had a couple of these in December, but hi, Kang.
Hello, guys.
You feeling healthy? I know you had a rough one.
Dude, you know what they say? They say a healthy man has many wishes. An unhealthy man only has one wish. And that was for my entire family to stop being sick.
Yeah.
That was my wish. But yeah, we're back. We're back, baby.
Which was basically your Christmas was spent with everybody laid up.
Yeah. I heard it was bad for a lot of people, though. Not just, you know, me, state of Michigan, the country. Seemed like everyone, if you didn't have it, you knew somebody that did, right?
Seems like it.
Yeah.
But, well, good to have you guys back. Scott, how was your holiday?
New Year's is good. Yeah. Just kind of, you know, low key. We're a group of four of us that just kind of hung out at my friend's house and wore pajamas, watched football, had some barbecue, and rang in the new year.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's just really, really cool, laid back.
You hosted on Christmas Day, correct?
Yes.
And how did that go?
That worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gator did some adulting.
I did. And almost successfully pulled off a bubble, but not quite.
With the Lions.
With the Lions. And I knew it was going to be tough, but it was actually the bubble part wasn't tough. The tough part was that literally 10 seconds before we sat down to watch the second half of the game, when I hit, I was getting ready, I'm walking over to the TV to hit play because I had paused it. Mm-hmm. It had already stopped the pause because we had paused it for too long.
Okay. Yeah.
I missed it by 10 seconds.
Oh no!
So it ends up going back to the beginning or whatever, which is fine. But I have to re-log into Netflix because I didn't realize it was on Fox 2. So I made that mistake because all I heard was Netflix, Netflix, Netflix. So I just, you know, brought it up on Netflix, and when I restarted it, it picked up where the game was. So it picks up and at the end of the third quarter, and I'm like, oh no! And then I look at the score, I'm like, oh no!
Yeah, right.
And then I saw a yardage total shortly after that, and I said, oh no!
Yeah.
And yeah, so it
that
was
game,
what it
that
was.
Game was an absolute utter disaster.
Yeah.
A absolute, just total disaster.
It was, but the evening was not. It was lovely to have my family there, and I made a big beef tenderloin again this year. Bought entirely too much meat because of math issues that I went through.
Wait.
Well, I brought this up in the air before, but it's okay. It's a different audience today, I'm sure. So, you know, I was cooking for, I believe it was 8 of us. And I make the same mistake every year. I always get it in my head about, okay, here's how much you need to get for a beef tenderloin for that many people. And I forget to convert the pounds as 16 ounces and not 12 ounces. My mind is always on 12 ounces. Yeah, it's a mistake. So a guy shows me this really nice 6-pound beef tenderloin, and it's already been trimmed. I just need him to tie it up. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to be enough. And I'm like, you know what? Because I need, there are 3 people that like their meat well done. Why don't you give me 3 fillets as well? And he's like, okay. And then I get home, and I'm like, what did I just do? I have this massive 6-pound, which is 96 ounces, which would have been more than enough for everybody. It was so big, I had to cut it in 2 anyway. And then I have these 3 other fillets. So needless to say, there was plenty left over. I enjoyed the leftovers, gave a bunch to my mom, offered them to my brother, whatever. And, but I cooked it. It cooked. I shouldn't say. I did cook it. But it was fantastic.
You know what's so great is it's so on brand for you. And somebody on Twitch, Settle Down Beavis, posted, too much meat because math.
Math.
Math. And if you ask me, which one of your acquaintances?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Who in your sphere would order too much meat because of math? You would have been the number one choice by far. Yeah.
This guy. But it worked out. It was okay. Yep. And it was cooked
beautifully.
Having
too much is better than not having enough. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we had plenty of food for everybody. It was it worked out great. Present exchange. And, you know, the game was certainly glum, but we didn't. At that point, you don't really care. And people were out of my house by, I think, by 9 o'clock, so, maybe 8:30. So it worked out really well.
Did you make a crab dip as well?
There was no crab dip.
Another thing where you made enough crab dip to feed,
made enough crab dip
15
to feed
people, yeah. And it was just you.
It was just me. Yeah. No, that was a few years ago. Yeah, no, I didn't do the hot appetizer this year, no. Did that for New Year's, but not for Christmas.
Okay, well, look.
How was yours? Everything worked out well for you?
It did, yeah. We had one challenge, okay? I will tell you, we had one. Something that happened over the holidays.
Was it math?
No, it wasn't math.
Oh, you got math mind.
You know how just you're like, oh no, how are we going to deal with this situation? We had one of those.
Oh boy.
With the kids. And I'll explain it later in the show. But it's just one of those, you're like, oh, you got to be kidding me kind of moment. It happened on a day I was working. It was the day after Christmas, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. Okay, so look, massive disappointment. That's unfortunately what this Lions season turned into. Yesterday's game, I mean, was for a 60-minute football game, I enjoyed the outcome. I don't think the draft positioning is all that that important. And for those who are asking, yes, we will do a mock draft today. And I know that every time the Lions lost for like the last month. Yeah, I know. Every time the Lions lost in the last month, our inbox was flooded with people. Mock draft season, guys. Mock draft. Yeah, there it is. We're saving it for today. Today will be our first one because the Lions are in the playoffs, as everybody knows. And
our draft position is defined.
Yep. So we'll do it. We will do it today, probably later this hour. But overall, I mean, yesterday was an example of how good is their good. Like, their defense played well. The Bears wanted to win. They were motivated. And, you know, seeding was in play here. And at the end of the day, it just goes down as a frustrating season because they're not in the playoffs because they couldn't beat the Vikings twice. And they finished in last place. And it is what it is. It was I don't think anybody's in a hot seat necessarily, but.
No, but I do think this. I think after you go through a season like they've gone through, you know, it was similar to last year with the injuries, but the 6-win differential is massive. Mm-hmm. I think that, nobody's on the hot seat, but I think it's safe to say the honeymoon period's over with. I mean, now we're in a marriage and marriage is work. Yep.
And I'm not mad. Like, I shouldn't say I'm not mad. I am mad and I'm frustrated with the season. I'm still happy with Holmes and Campbell being the guys running the team.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, I think that there's a predisposition in Detroit until they are standing on the mountaintop, which may or may not happen at any point in our lives, but we are hopeful that it will happen under this regime. Until they are standing on the mountaintop, I think there's a predisposition in Detroit to believe it's not going to work out. It's just not. I think, you know, the excitement level, we love to get excited, but we also are quick to hit the ejector seat on our hopes because it never has worked out. We don't know what it's like to be a good team. And I wonder if fans, you know, when they had those bad seasons in Philly, I mean, I guess fans are prone to, and then there's a lot of people that overreact to things, but Philly, Kansas City, you know, places they're used to winning when they have down seasons and miss the playoffs, like Philly has had in the past, like Kansas City has had. Are they as quick to hit the ejector button as we are in Detroit, or is it just part of, and I'm not, it's part of our DNA. It truly is. Like, this is one of the reasons why I say fans have every right to feel they want the way they want to feel, is because we react to our own individual expectations and experiences. And our experiences in Detroit, when it pertains to the Lions, is there might be some good stuff and some stuff to get excited about, but in the end, it's not going to work out. And like, I don't think there's reason to think that the window's closing, but this is a huge offseason. Man, do they have work to do.
It's a big one.
They just don't need a little bit of this and a little bit of that. They need some free agent signings of significance. They need help from the draft, and they need guys from the last couple of drafts to develop.
That they need a lot of, and they also need to know if guys are coming back.
Mm-hmm. We will get to how you address what the problems are and how you address them. And we ask you the same question. What are the problems and how do you address them? 248-539-9797. Also Monday, Champ and Chump, first one of the new year. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? We'll have our Champ and Chump nominations coming up today at 10:35. But we want yours right now. We tally up the votes and post on our website on Tuesday who the people select as Champ and Chump of the weekend. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.